This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're talking about breast cancer. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is a program that's going to have some information that could actually save your life or the life of someone you love. And visiting with us this morning, Dr. Beard and Dr. Passarella. Am I close?
Passarella.
Passarella. Okay. Close, but I didn't get the cigar there. Well, it's good to have both of you with us today. They're both from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And tell us a little about the services that are offered for women there at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I know with your new location, it's phenomenal.
Yes, we're located near the new hospital location on Garrison Drive. We're both general surgeons, and we're part of the Comprehensive Breast Center at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We offer digital mammography, breast MRI, ultrasound. Of course, we do breast biopsies and breast surgery for breast cancer and abnormalities found on imaging. And we have plastic surgery in-house that helps with breast reconstruction.
There are a lot of changes, I understand, that are taking place not only in this area of medicine, but virtually every type of medicine. What are some of the biggest changes you're seeing in the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer these days?
Well, I think the forefront for cancer in the future is going to be the genetic understanding of how cancer works. And so in partnership with our oncologists in town, we've been using now for a couple of years a tool called oncotyping, which looks at the genetics of the cancer to determine if your cancer would be sensitive to chemotherapy or not. That's not for every cancer patient, but in select individuals, it may actually save you from having to undergo the rigors of chemotherapy. There's also more understanding about how to manipulate the hormonal care of the cancer, so treating people with more advanced hormone blockers has also improved the survivability and decreased the risk of recurrence in treating the cancer.
I know that we're hearing a lot more successes with persons who have cancer. Do you think we're getting close to the time when there will actually be cures for most of the cancers?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it? I think we are hopeful that we'll continue to get better and better at treating cancers. I think the cure of cancer, every time we think we've got something figured out, it seems like something always throws a little bit of a curve. Right now, at least, we don't have a true cure in the pipeline, but there are lots of hopes. There's everything from immunizations to being able to treat people without having to do surgery. I mean, I think we're getting better and better equipped to handle the cancer, so that we'll continue to have more and more successes.
What about changes in lifestyle? We hear a lot of people talking about how if you change what you eat, and if you change your exercise habits, if you change some of these things, you can reduce your risk of cancer. Is there any truth in that?
I think it depends on which cancers you're talking about. Certainly there's strong links between smoking and lung cancer and head and neck cancers. And that's that's a easy one to understand, a lifestyle modification. I think when they look at breast cancer recurrence and other types of cancer recurrence, lifestyle changes have shown to improve survival, long-term survival with weight loss and exercise that improves your immunity and helps to fight off recurrence in the future.
Let's take a phone call here. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question, if you have a comment, love to hear from you this morning. We're talking about breast cancer. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, y'all. Doctor, why did you laugh when he asked you that question?
Which, I didn't catch
you
laughing.
Asked him a question,
I don't know.
About when we ever come to the day and see the day that cancer would be gone. Let me give you all a wake-up call.
Okay.
First of all, we got too much mess and junk in our food. They call themselves saving it. We, you know, we try to save everything.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we used to grow stuff? Anybody out there hear me?
I hear stuff on Swap and Shop all the time now. Fresh turnip greens, not tampered with, probably.
Isn't it funny when you get sick, the first thing they do is take you off of the so-called food that we call good? Shouldn't that tell us from day one that what we're eating is bad for us?
We have gotten into some bad habits here, especially
in
the South.
Let me ask you this. You know, we're talking about the hard times, the bad times, everybody's so depressed and messed up. But I can tell you places are going to be jam-packed starting at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Guess what it's going to be?
Don't tell us names because they're going to be unhappy.
No. Okay. No, I'm talking to the companies.
Yeah.
It's called fast food service.
Fast food service, right. Lots of fried food.
We are addicted. There you go. We are addicted to food. Doc, am I on the right road?
What is that?
I know I'm addicted to food. I love it. I wish I could modify my diet all
it's
the time.
Hard to break that eating.
Let me tell y'all something. This is a funny wake-up call for today. If Oprah Winfrey can't keep weight off with billions and billions of dollars, the average person sure can't do it.
Oh, man.
I wrote a book, Mark. Guess what the name of it is?
I don't know.
How to Lose Weight in 6 Months.
In 6 Months.
Guess how many pages it's got?
One.
Guess what it says?
Reduce your intake of food and exercise more. Burn more calories, eat less calories.
You wrote too many words. It's called stop eating.
Okay.
One more. You've seen anybody fat come up on prison camp?
Yeah.
Huh? You know why they're not fat? Because they don't feed them. If we stop overeating, you say it right in your way, Bart. It's the whole thing is they say your stomach or your heart is no bigger than your fist. Am I right again, doctor?
Yeah, the average person, yes.
Yes, sir.
Some folks have a big one.
Church people, you cook some good food, but it's dangerous. Have a good one, you all.
You take care.
Thank you.
All right. 893-1450, making you feel good this morning, or maybe making you feel bad. I'm not sure. Makes you realize we do eat the wrong food, and usually in great abundance. And I guess that's one of our problems.
I don't know if there's been enough. I mean, you know, certainly since there's been research into the causes of different types of cancers and types of foods we eat. But like the caller pointed out, we've preservatives in foods that we didn't have years ago. And I think that there's still research ongoing to determine if some of those preservatives may have a causative effect or you know, associated with different types of cancers. But
I think to answer the guy's question why I laughed, I think that what we're finding is cancer is so multifactorial. It's not just you do one thing or you do another thing. You know, one guy smokes a pack of cigarettes a day and never gets cancer, and, you know, happy to tell you that another guy smokes, you know, one cigarette in his lifetime and gets cancer. Did he get cancer because he smoked that one cigarette? You know, who knows? I think what we're finding is cancer is just so many different aspects, and one of them is our diet. One of them has to do with smoking, but some of it's your genetics. Some of it has to do with just your family history. Some people are more prone to things than other people, and some has to do with your lifestyle, what you're exposed to, sun, how much sun you get, how much sun you don't get. There's just so many things that go into it, and so it'd be nice if we could just say, well, we just got to fix one little problem, but like we've all kind of talked about this morning, it's definitely a lot of different factors that play into that, and I think that's what makes treating cancer in general so hard, and that's what makes us all so passionate about trying to treat it, and until we find that cure, we're still going to, you know, the next thing is we're going to treat it as best we can.
We hear so much about eating more fiber. Mm-hmm. Is fiber important? Would a high fiber diet or more fiber in our diet, would that reduce our risk for cancer? And what are your thoughts in that area?
Certain types of cancer, I think, definitely a link between colon cancer and fiber.
Absolutely.
That in cultures where people eat a high fiber diet and a low fat diet, colon cancer is almost unheard of. In our culture, We generally eat a high-fat, low-fiber diet, and so colon cancer is a fairly common type of cancer in our society.
While we're talking about breast cancer, are there some foods we should stay away from or eat more of?
As it relates to breast cancer, I'm not aware, Dave, are you, of any particular types of link between specific foods. There is a link between caffeine intake and the incidence of breast lumps. Most of those lumps end up being benign, but usually can lead to biopsies and anxiety and fear. And so we always recommend to our patients a low caffeine intake. Other habits that you can control is smoking. Will also affect the number of lumps in your breast. Again, does not necessarily increase your risk of breast cancer that we know of, but certainly increases your risk of needing to have a biopsy done to prove that you don't have cancer.
One thing we don't hear a lot about is what I understand men can also have breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 1% of all breast cancer are in men, which when you extrapolate that to hundreds of thousands of women diagnosed with breast cancer every year, you know, there's still going to be several thousand men diagnosed with breast cancer across the country. So,
and we've had a few here in Rutherford County in the last couple of years that we've taken care of. And the thing about men is stage for stage, or how advanced the cancer is when you first diagnose it, the survival is the same. The problem is with men is we don't think about it. And so that little bump in your chest, you think, oh, well, it's just because I got a bruise or something. And then before you know it, the cancer is too far advanced, and your survival rate has gone down just because it took longer to get the diagnosis made.
So the women are having these mammograms on a regular basis, and the men are just ignoring lumps on their chest.
Well, that's true. I think because the incidence is so low and there's not as much breast tissue, it's screening mammography for men really would be a very low yield. So the message would be, if you're a man and you feel a lump in your chest wall, then you need to have it checked out. I mean, more than likely it's benign, but you also don't want to let it grow and have an advanced stage breast cancer.
Now, most people go to the doctor for a checkup, I guess, once a year now.
Mm-hmm.
If you told your doctor that you had this lump, mm-hmm. when you go in there, is this a rapidly growing lump? Or, if you're 6 months away from your yearly checkup, is that a problem?
No, in the sense of what we recommend to people is once you find a lump, you want to get it checked out.
So don't wait for your
don't
yearly
wait.
Okay.
The cancer grows at a fairly controlled and certain rate. Typically, some cancers are more aggressive than others, but for breast cancer, there's a certain rate of typical expansion of the cancer. So you're not going to, the expectation is if you wait one more day, it's not going to spread everywhere. But if you wait 6 months, the concern is that it will have gotten large enough where it starts to spread further. And so our message to women and men is you feel a lump, you have a concern, get it checked out, talk to your doctor, get it checked out. Because the other thing is too, is especially in our society with the way the awareness of breast cancer has gotten so much better, a lot of times what we find is women come to our office and they're just scared, and it's understandable. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to your mind. You've got a lump in your breast. It must be a cancer. And so, the sooner you get it checked out, the sooner you can get an answer and hopefully put your mind at ease on top of everything else, as well as getting it taken care of.
Let's talk a little more about the breast cancer screening in particular, mm-hmm. what you're doing there at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, because you're really on the cutting edge there. Tell us, what is available? Is it there are new techniques that we hear about all the time? Mm-hmm. Is there one that seems to be better than another, or is it for each individual person?
Well, still the standard is screening mammography. Digital mammography is really becoming, I don't know if you'd say the standard, or it's just what's available now. I mean, it's almost like with televisions. They're going away from analog, it's all digital, and the same thing is happening with mammography. And that's still the standard of screening mammography yearly, starting at age 35 or 40, depending on what recommendations you follow. But, then those things, you know, if you have a lump or something's found on mammography, will usually lead to an ultrasound and maybe further evaluation. They have not found that screening ultrasound or screening MRI is cost effective, or, you know, both of those would probably lead to a lot more biopsies that are needed. As far as the frequency of mammography, the standard has been a yearly. In patients that are high risk, we may do that every 6 months. Strong family history or personal history of breast cancer, you know, each situation is different.
So if you have cancer, you're going to monitor those people fairly closely.
Yes. You know, we and our patients that are diagnosed with breast cancer and we operate on them, I think sometimes they think that, you know, that's it, and they're, you know, going to go on to, you know, be with their other doctors. But, you know, we follow them the rest of their lives, every 6 months to a year, depending on how far out they are from their diagnosis.
You hear so much, and maybe it's the people that you know that you hear about recurring cases of cancer. You mm-hmm. think you have it beat, and then suddenly it surprises you when you least expect it. Mm-hmm. Is that the norm, do you think, or are we just hearing that and remembering it more because it's such a frightening disease?
Well, I think, the risk of breast cancer recurrence in a woman who's had breast cancer is 0.5% per year. So what we usually tell folks is your risk at, 10 years is 5%. Your risk of recurrence at 20 years is getting close to 20%. The majority of women, I would say the majority, depending on what stage your breast cancer is when you first are diagnosed, that determines your risk of recurrence. Even if you have an early stage breast cancer, your risk of recurrence is not zero. It never goes away. I think, though, that majority of women, though, who have breast cancer are not going to have a recurrence. I think that's a fair statement to say. The problem is you don't know if you're that woman, and so that's why you're still going to be very, very vigilant to look to see if there's any evidence of a recurrence.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to be entering the segment of the program where we'll really open up the phone lines, and you can call with any questions you might have. Perhaps you are a survivor of breast cancer. We'd like to hear your story, because that is so encouraging to someone who may be waiting for the results of a biopsy right now. And you remember how it felt when you were there waiting. Those days seemed like years. 893-1450, and your phone call of encouragement could really help somebody at a rough point in their life right now. 893-1450, we're talking about breast cancer. Dr. David Beard is with us, and Dr. Passarella with us, both from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Our number is 893-1450. We'll be right back.
I don't know. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you.
Some of you said, "We can't hear you." We fix that now with more power on FM 100.5 and increased streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the customer relations manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Still no accidents reported out there, guys, but be aware we are now in the heart of our rush hour. Things along I-24 starting right around Waldron Road in the Laverne area has started to slow down. Now, it will thin back out for you before you make it into the downtown area, but expect to see brake lights in that area. Also seeing quite a bit of traffic along 840 westbound right as you're getting on to I-24, so be careful in that area as well. Get a $39 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards are available for any occasion. That's Massage Envy of Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. With the WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Rain showers are likely and a few rumbles of thunder, mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the upper 70s with a light north wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Currently 59.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
How can I make you see it matters to me?
That's what it's all about. It matters to a lot of people, especially those that are close to you. And that's why we're looking at this subject this morning. We're talking about breast cancer. Our phone number is 893-1450. Visiting with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Dr. David Beard and Dr. Paul Passarella. 893-1450 is our number. And if you or a loved one have had firsthand experience with breast cancer, we'd love to hear from you. I think your story this morning could really help some people out who are going through the different things that you experienced, the fears that you experienced, and you look back and you think, if I had just known this when I was hearing about that, that would have made a big difference. I guess you hear about the fear of the unknown. We've heard that all of our life. We have this fear of the unknown, and if we knew what was going to happen, maybe it wouldn't be quite as frightening. When you tell a person you have breast cancer, you can't really get into a lot of details at some points because you don't have all of the results in. And then there's that wait, which sometimes is a few days, sometimes a week, but it seems like an eternity, I guess, if you're the one that's waiting. What are some of your thoughts on that? Because you're on the other side of the desk.
Mm. Yeah, I think breast cancer brings up a lot of questions. It's different than, say, colon cancer that we deal with, where most of the time with colon cancer, it just needs to be removed and then, you know, maybe chemotherapy afterwards. With breast cancer, there's a lot of options from the preoperative planning to the type of operation they're going to have, whether they may need reconstruction, whether they need hormonal therapy or chemotherapy or radiation therapy. There's a lot of options that go into that, and there's not always a definite, clear-cut path. I mean, I think the treatment's very much tailored to the patient, and especially as Dr. Passarella mentioned, with some of the genetic testing on the tumor itself may dictate the type of therapy that the patient receives. So it's usually that discussion is a lengthy discussion that, and it may take several days to a week for a patient to, you know, make some of these decisions, and we try to help them make that decision. But I think it's a very personal decision when it comes to breast cancer, and you know, we want to be there to help them make the right decision for them.
Right. And I think the, you know, when someone is dealt that diagnosis, I mean, I only imagine the fear and the anxiety, and you know, and the great thing about Rutherford County and Murfreesboro is you've got a team of physicians, because it's not just us in this operating room. I mean, it's a multi-team approach. There's us in the surgery. There's us and other surgeons in the community. There's radiation oncologists. There's medical oncologists who did the chemotherapy. You've got our support staff in the operating room, our support staff in our offices. There are support groups within the community for women with breast cancer. The message I always try to give my patients is you're not alone in this. You've got your family, hopefully, but you've also got a community of people in the community who really want you to succeed and to help you fight your fight. We can't remove all the unknowns for you, but we sure can hold you up and support you and talk to you and you've got that all along the way within our community. I think our community is blessed to have a wide group of physicians who provide amazing care to their patients, and I think genuine care that really, really does show, really has the heart for the patient first.
Yeah, we have a breast conference through the hospital, through Middle Tennessee Medical Center, which incorporates physicians from the Nashville community, too. We discuss cases anonymously on a teleconference, and so we're able to get input from many different people, especially on the more challenging cases. The hospital also has a nurse navigator that helps those patients go from appointment to appointment, place to place, and kind of put that all together. They even offer a preoperative class to discuss what to expect. I mean, we feel like we do a good job of explaining it to them, but many times once we tell somebody they have cancer, that's all they hear, and it really, really does take a team approach, and that nurse navigator helps. But we are blessed here to have a very collaborative approach and have a close relationship to the oncologist. They're just a phone call away, or even closer sometimes. So I think that Dr. Passerell is right. There's a great support system here, and I think that we're blessed to have that here.
In the South, we seem to have many, you can call them myths, I guess you could say.
Right.
Folk tales, what have you. And that's sometimes, good-meaning people say things to you that lead you astray sometimes. And I had a person a while back say something, they don't need to have intensive treatment because they're an older person, and cancer in older people grows more slowly. Is that true, or does age have anything to do with how quickly cancer grows and spreads?
Well, I think it just depends. I think it goes back to the tumor itself and maybe the biology of it. But I think some decisions regarding chemotherapy, they do take into account age, because chemotherapy can be toxic, and a patient needs to be healthy enough to fight through that. Somebody that's say 75 or 80 or 85, not everybody's exactly equal. I mean, there's other comorbidities and medical problems that factor into those decisions.
But I would say age in of itself is not going to determine how aggressive I'm going to be with that cancer. I'm going to be as aggressive as the patient wants to be and as aggressive as the patient can handle is the recommendation, because cancer is still cancer. It's 55, 85, it's going to grow, and it's just a question of how much do you want to treat it.
Our phone number, by the way, is 893-1450, and this is, as you can hear, this is one of those diseases nobody wants to talk about. It's one of those diseases that you almost would like to get under the rock and say, not me. I'm not going to be the one who has that. Nobody in my family. We're not going to do that. We choose not to participate. But we don't seem to have that ability, unfortunately.
Well, I think most cancers, most breast cancers are sporadic. It didn't affect anybody else in their family. But there is 10 to 15% that there's a genetic cause, and we do some genetic testing through our office for those patients that have the risk factors for it to be in their genes, basically, and. So that's another thing that we offer.
And statistics show 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. And so you may think you're not going to be that person, but, you know, there's no saying that you won't.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Beard and Dr. Passarella. How are you today?
I am good, Bart. Thank you. I was calling in to ask two questions concerning breast cancer. One is, I've heard the doctor speak of hormonal treatment. What do you do if your breast cancer is hormonal receptive? And also, I've heard and I've read some things concerning flaxseed as a cancer fighter, and I just wanted to ask them, what do they think about that?
Very good. Hold on, because they may have a question for you also or a comment.
Okay.
What about the hormonal part?
Well, that's a big part of breast cancer treatment. Generally, the standard on testing the tumor itself includes what's called estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor status. I think a simple way of thinking about that is if the tumor has an estrogen receptor positive result, it's as if estrogen kind of feeds the tumor and makes it grow. And that's kind of a simple way of explaining it. But in those patients that are positive for estrogen progesterone receptors, they'll be offered adjuvant or hormonal therapy, which would be either a drug, a pill that they take that blocks the receptor or blocks your body from making estrogen. So those are the patients that receive that type of treatment.
And that's not for everybody then?
So it's not for everybody. No. Some people test negative, and so those medications aren't going to help them.
Okay. Now, what about the flaxseed oil?
I'll have to be honest. That's one I've not heard yet. Dave, you heard that?
I've not heard of that particularly. I think it has some antioxidant characteristics.
Or flaxseed. I don't think it's oil.
Right. And I think that, in general, antioxidants are considered to help with cancer in general. I've not heard of flaxseed specifically for breast cancer or any specific cancer, but oftentimes people recommend some antioxidants like vitamin E, and so I think that may fall underneath that kind of category.
Ma'am,
I wanted to ask, with the hormonal blocking medicine, would that be like tamoxifen?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, one thing that I was told with, like, tamoxifen, Femara, and maybe other medicines, you could only take them for a certain amount of time. Is that correct?
Yes, they're recommended for 5 years. And there have been studies done to see if they would continue to be effective in preventing recurrence, if you took them for 7 years or just 3 years. And so far, the studies have supported 5 years. Now, there are some cases where people might be bridged, where they may have started on tamoxifen for a couple of years before they became menopausal, and then they were converted to Femara or one of the other medications in that class, and they may continue for 7 years. But generally, the standard is to not go beyond 5 years with one of those medications alone.
And the reason for that is the studies that were done on those medications when they first came out were at 5 years, and they're not benign drugs. Even though we're just doing a hormone therapy, tamoxifen, for instance, increases your risk of osteoporosis. And so, while there is a benefit to taking that medication, the question becomes is there a point where that benefit becomes no longer worth taking the medication? And so that's why we don't put people on it indefinitely.
I was wondering, do the doctors see younger women now with breast cancer? Because I think when I first got a mammogram, I was 40. Mm-hmm. And I've seen and heard of younger women now being diagnosed with cancer.
Unfortunately, It does seem that way. I don't know if statistically that's bear out, but you know, it seems like, especially recently in our practice, we've seen a lot of younger women. The youngest patient I've had was earlier this year. She was 27. So it was, you know, that's rather alarming. So, you know, as far as when to start screening mammography, you know, that generally that falls around 35 to 40. Are there some women that need to be tested earlier? I certainly think that's probably true, but it's hard to identify which ones need to start earlier and support that. And if you start too early, the mammography is really not quite as effective because the breasts are denser and the mammography might not really help that much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Calling. Thanks for the questions.
Yeah, and the sad thing is we still have not come to a medical agreement on what is causing it to get younger and younger people. However, you can look at kids when they're preteen and they don't look preteen anymore. A lot of people think it's because of the hormones and things that are put into meats, beef, chicken, things of that sort, to make them grow more quickly and produce larger yields and make more money. But nobody touches that.
I hope that there are studies involving that, because I think that there does seem to be, like you said, younger women, and development seems to be changing in younger women. I think, you know, hopefully there will be some more information coming out as far as causative agents. But, you know, in most of the younger women, we're going to do genetic testing to see if there's something, you know, genetically running through a patient's family, and maybe that can offer some protection to future generations, you know, if that were the case.
We're talking about Women's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That is this month. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Visiting with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Dr. David Beard and Dr. Paul Paracilla with us. And they're talking about the different options that you might have, but the most important thing is to have detection. If you notice any lumps of any type, no matter what your age, no matter whether you're a male or a female, get with your doctor quickly. Don't wait for your normal checkup. We'll be back and take some more calls. Our number's 893-1450, 893-1450. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I probably was the most stubborn human being on the face of the earth to have to come to the fact that I needed help.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
Never be afraid to ask. You're able to keep yourself in your home. Those choices can be given to you.
We do a great job with our clients, but we try just as hard to support and be there for our caregivers.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Weather-Eye.
Rain showers are likely and a few rumbles of thunder. Mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature in the upper 70s with a light north wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Currently 59.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture.
Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
To soar over and down, to bend and to breathe on. Oh, and the light shines on.
Hey, welcome back. Phone number is 893-1450 if you have a story you'd like to share with us this morning, something that might help somebody else who is facing a cancer detection with themselves or with a close family member. Your call could help them quite a bit. Dr. David Beard is with us this morning and Dr. Paul Passarella, both from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. The number again is 893-1450. And October is Breast Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. I'm well, thank you. I'd just like to say good morning to Dr. Baird. This is Hank Williams. He's my physician, or has been, and did some surgery on me. It wasn't cancer related, but I heard you on the air, and I think it's just really important to thank these gentlemen for their service, like they've gone to war, because no one's untouched these days. Like you mentioned, people say, oh, it can't happen to me, or my family's healthy, but I can tell you from personal experience that I don't know anyone these days who's untouched by it. I do think food, processed foods, are perhaps worth considering. That's why I'm glad we encourage people to use the farmer's market and eat local. But once more, good morning, Dr. Baird, and I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Thanks for calling, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Any comments on that? Court, there was a book recently, I guess about a year ago, that we had as our one read for Rutherford County. It was Animal Vegetable Miracle. And it was talking basically about the importance of knowing where your food was grown.
Right.
If it was, you know, whether it's vegetable or even if it's an animal. Mm-hmm. So know where it's from.
Well, there's definitely a better understanding, you know, as we progress in our understanding of the medical knowledge of the relationship between chemicals and what it does to our body, and, you know, some things that we thought were safe or maybe not as safe as we thought. So, I mean, I would agree with Hank. You encourage people to eat local and try to minimize the amount of, toxins or things you take into your body, because it doesn't just affect your cancer risk, but it affects your heart health, it affects your lung health. It can have a profound effect on a lot of different areas, and even probably in some ways we don't understand yet.
Yeah, I think also some of the kind of GI diseases, I think there's some good evidence with like inflammatory bowel disease and irritable bowel syndrome about, you know, what we're eating and how it affects you. And you know, eating fresh fruits and vegetables certainly is better for you. And, I think hopefully more information will be coming out about, you know, preservatives and maybe the benefits of, like you said, eating local or, fresher foods in general.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We have just a few minutes left in the program, so if you have a question or a comment, call us quickly before the program ends, 893-1450. Tell us a little more about some of the special services that are offered by the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, in particular in your area there.
Well, I guess as it relates to breast cancer anyway, our motto is we want to get you an answer as soon as we can. We're very proud of the staff we have, where we're able to, for the most part, either do your biopsy the day you come in if it's amenable to an in-office biopsy, and if it's not, if it requires certain types of procedures to get that answer, we can usually get that done within a few days. I'd like to say our nurses are great. They're really good at just being there for the patients and even talking with them on the phone if necessary or in person. I think what we want to offer people is access. I mean, like I said, it's a scary time, and the last thing you want to do is have to dwell on it for days and days waiting to get in.
Let's go back to the phone. Suddenly, all the lines are lit up. Everybody has a question toward the end. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Okay. I've noticed that you have two male doctors talking about breast cancer. Therefore, I'm going to ask the question, what are the instances of male breast cancer compared to female breast cancer? And I will hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Well, I think male breast cancer accounts for approximately 1% of all breast cancers diagnosed. And if you look nationally, I think there's somewhere around 200,000 breast cancers diagnosed every year. Right. So 1% would be
about 2,000 to 3,000 annually in the U.S.
Of course, if you're that 1%,
it's a big deal.
It's
still a lot, pretty high number of cases.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, good morning. You have a nice show today. And I was just sitting here listening to the program this morning. Great program. On this cancer spreading, years ago, the cancer, we didn't have cancer like we got now. And I'm thinking that since they put the Miracle-Gro on the market, cancer just went wild. You know, Miracle-Gro grows your food fast. It makes it look real pretty and stuff, but everything looks pretty, it's not good. And like you was talking about the pre-teens, how they developing so fast. Well, I'm thinking if the Miracle-Gro making the food grow real fast and we eating the food, but that's developing the kids too, because we're eating it. And I'm just thinking that Miracle-Gro, no disrespect to the farmers, I know they got to make money and try to keep up with the growth of the nation, but I believe Miracle-Gro and stuff like that got a lot to do with this cancer spreading, too. That's my comment. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks for calling. The thing that frightens me, I think, is not that we as adults are eating some of these things that have hormones and what have you in them. It's that we've only been eating them for a shorter period of time, whereas young people are exposed to it for their entire life. And that's bound to have a greater impact, I would think.
I mean, as far as cancer incidence, though, I think the numbers of breast cancer diagnosed has been pretty static over the years. Mm-hmm. Really haven't seen a large increase or decrease in the number diagnosed. With screening mammography, we are seeing them diagnosed at an earlier stage. Now, there are some other cancers I think are increasing in incidence, such as esophageal cancer, that, again, that's related to your GI tract, so it's kind of speculative about the causative nature of that. But I just wanted to clarify that as far as the numbers of breast cancer, that's really not rising, but also it's not decreasing, so it's been pretty static.
Dr. David Beard and Dr. Paul Passarella with us this morning from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And they are there if you need them. Be sure and contact them at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Thank you both for joining us today.